from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. What his intent was isn't quite clear, but Los Angeles authorities say Ephraim Hunter was targeting Mayor Karen Bass when he broke into the official residence of the L.A. mayor before dawn on Sunday.
We believe that he was targeting the mayor, but it's an ongoing investigation.
L.A. County Sheriff George Gascon.
We have charged Mr. Hunter, 29 years of age, with one felony count of first-degree residential burglary, with a person present, and one felony count of vandalism of $400 or more in damage.
President Biden on Wednesday will sign the $95 billion foreign aid package with money for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and Indo-Pacific allies. The Senate overwhelmingly passed it Tuesday night. Majority Leader Charles Schumer.
Tonight we tell our allies, we stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, the United States will do everything to safeguard democracy and our way of life.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Ukraine aid can't come fast enough.
The Russians have slowly but successfully taken more ground from the Ukrainians and pushed them back against their first, second, and in some places their third line of defense.
The UN is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in Gaza that had been raided by Israeli troops. No ruling Tuesday from the judge on Donald Trump's hush money trial on whether Trump has repeatedly violated a gag order in the case.
Todd Blanche was asked multiple times to give certain evidence or some reasoning, if you will, about why Trump can say what he wants to say out of camera. And Blanche really couldn't do that. And that's when the judge admonished him and said directly to Trump's lead lawyer that you are losing credibility with this court.
ABC's Catherine Falders. You're listening to ABC News. At the Port of Baltimore,
we are on track to have four different channels available to commercial transit by later this week.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore announcing what will be the opening Thursday of a 35-foot deep channel now that a 560-ton hunk of structural steel from the destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge was removed. There are already three shallower channels open.
One with a controlling depth of 11 feet, one with a controlling depth of 10 feet, one with a controlling depth of 20 feet.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says it will sue to stop a just-agreed-to Federal Trade Commission rule barring non-compete agreements between individuals and their employers.
The Federal Trade Commission says one in five Americans are subject to a non-compete. The FTC says getting rid of non-competes will raise wages, create thousands of new businesses, and increase innovation. There is one exception for what's called senior executives who already have non-competes and make more than $150,000 a year. The rule takes effect in 180 days that could be pushed back if lawsuits are filed. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
A Michigan jury held mass killer Ethan Crumley's parents liable for his misdeeds. Now in Tennessee, a bill is heading for the governor's desk, fining parents up to $1,000 if their child commits a second criminal offense. Opponents warn the bill unfairly targets parents who may have limited resources and burden them with fines they may be unable to pay. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.